Not long ago, on a grayish day in a one-block-long town in California, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg studied the menu at a family restaurant and smelled a story.
Duart's Tavern, where friends meet since 1894.
It was 115 years ago that a young couple from Portugal settled in Pescadero. That's a small town near the Pacific coast, 45 miles south of San Francisco. The tavern they ran is still going strong, and as part of Morning Edition's occasional series, The Family Business, Mrs. Stamberg has the story of one business and four generations.
Hello, Dave. Morning. Okay, you got anything else besides a crab? You got a boat out?
Early each day, Ron Duart phones his suppliers to ask what's fresh. 78 years old with a workman's face and faded jeans, Ron learned the art of ordering from his parents and grandparents.
Okay, then I'll see you in a little bit.
In 1894, Ron Duart's grandfather paid $12 in gold for this piece of Pescadero, a corner lot with a tavern on it, and a handsome carved dark wooden bar.
You got a barrel of whiskey from Santa Cruz. It used to be 10 cents a shot or three shots for 2 bits. And it set the barrel of whiskey here in the bar, and people would bring their bottle in. You just fill it up, and away you go.
Three shots for a quarter can make you cheerful, but not rich. So, Ron Duart's grandfather and father were barbers, too.
Thank God I missed the barber part.
Well, you lost a little hair.
Well, none of us had much hair. You know, you can't have hair and brains both, you know.
By the time Ron came along, Duart's Tavern was offering some food as well as whiskey. Shaves and haircuts went off the menu. And in the middle of what then was artichoke country, Ron made artichoke soup and artichoke omelets. The crab cioppino, $29 fish stew, was a winner. The secret weapon, cumin. The pies were to die. In 2003, Duart's got the James Beard American Classic Award, honoring family-owned restaurants.
Hey, Dad, but when you get here...
That's generation number four. Ron's son arrives almost as early as his father. Well, to be fair, Dad lives right upstairs above the restaurant. The son has a commute.
My name is Tim Duart.
Are you the owner of this restaurant?
I'm only the owner until my dad comes around. Then I'm the owner's son.
In fact, Tim runs the daily operation. He's got a clipboard, a pen.
And I write down the fresh fish that we have, what our daily specials are going to be.
Tim Duart and his sister Kathy grew up over the soup pots. Tim's 49, Kathy's 46. She runs the office. Kathy has vivid memories of her father's mother, so generation number two, Emma Duart.
She waited on table until she was 76. She passed away when she was 77.
But Grandma Emma was not just a waitress. Emma Duart ruled the roost. She began baking pies in 1934, baked them every morning, and then waited tables all day and closed the place at night. Emma took one day a week off to get her hair done in Santa Cruz. There's a framed black and white photo of her on a wall behind the counter.
She's holding a pie and a pen. And you can kind of see that she's smiling, but it's like a forced smile. She was probably a little bit irritated that they pulled her off the floor to hold a pie out in the back for the photo.
And she's wearing her uniform, is she?
She's wearing a classic polyester uniform with an apron over the top. She's got the pockets there, and I just always remember every step she took, there was coins jingling in the pockets. It's like, you know, on a busy weekend, they got really full. It's like loading your whole apron down.
Emma's granddaughter Kathy dresses smartly every day, sets the right tone, she says. Kathy has computerized the family business and is marketing Emma's famous pies, frozen for shipping. But she can't sell Emma's famous blue cheese salad dressing because Emma had her secrets.
She goes, yeah, there's a secret ingredient in it. And I go, well, what is it? She goes, well, I'm not going to tell you. Well, how did you come about with this secret ingredient? She goes, well, I made a mistake one day, and it tasted so good that I just kept it in there.
But even her own grandchild she wouldn't tell?
You know, probably thought she was going to live forever, and so didn't pass it on.
Are you the party of eight?
Yes.
Yeah,
Kathy still misses that taste, but her customers, attacking platters of sea bass, oysters, and vegetables from Ron's garden, seem perfectly happy. Duarte's, with its paneled walls and no-nonsense wooden tables, has a homey buzz. It's looked like this for years, by the way. When the front door was moved 10 feet to widen the entryway, some loyal customers were furious. They had been coming from all over for ages and wanted nothing to change.
You know, we're 45 minutes away from Silicon Valley, where things just change so quickly. And I think they do like that comfort.
13,000 people a month come to Duarte's for comfort, or a slice of a lolliberry pie. It's like bittersweet blueberry, but better. Some farmers show up every morning for coffee and conversation. It's a kind of third place where locals like to gather.
This is home. This is where I've been coming for a long time. My family, my grandfather.
Patty Ceramia has lived in Pescadero all her life.
My brothers and I and my three sons have all spent our 21st birthdays here having our first legal drink.
And what was it?
A screwdriver. I can remember that, and that was a lot of years ago.
For 115 years, in the hands of four generations, Duarte's Tavern has been a tradition. Business is good. They serve some 700 meals a day on weekends. But what about the future? Will a fifth generation of Duarte's take over? Well, Kathy's son is a real foodie, but...
It's a very difficult business to be in. There's got to be an easier way to make a living.
The Duarte kids, Generation 5, stop by after school. They have never worked here and get teased about it.
Grandpa will ask us when we're going to start working here.
Right. He's always on my case about that.
And what's the answer?
Not for a long time.
Not for a long time.
Yeah, you know when to take off.
All right, thanks for coming today, and I hope you enjoy your lolliberry pie.
Check paid, carry out pie in hand, time to move on. For everyone, that is, but the Duarte family. They have fish to stew.
All right, look at there, nice live crab.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News. Oh. I guess it's fresh, huh?
Yeah it is.
And he's in his countdown period, may we say, right? He doesn't have too much longer to be that nasty.
There's nobody to fool with.
Okay, you can't smell the crab cioppino, but the recipe is at NPR.org, and there are photos of Duarte's through the ages.